Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Do-do-do-do-do. Here we are, Reatha.
Good morning, Jim. It's a
fine
Monday morning here in Los Angeles.
I tell you, here we are midsummer, like I said last week, but we can say the same sentence over and over. It could be midsummer in February. It just, but yesterday we had a break. I actually heard a little tiny bit of thunder, and that's very rare out here.
Well, yeah, we've had rain in the summer in Los Angeles, which is extremely unusual.
Yeah.
We had the thunderstorm a week or so ago where, unfortunately, a couple of people, or at least one person I know, lost their life, and like 14 were injured. So we're having weather.
Yeah, actual weather, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that here in L.A. At least we try not to.
Well, we're not used to that stuff, you know. So have you had another one of your exploitations through the week?
I was going to say, we're going to get to our hot topic, and I'll tell you about it.
All righty.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Yeah, actually, this weekend I went to the movie theaters, and I saw Get On Up.
All right.
Which is the new biopic about James Brown. It was really very, very good. I mean, most of us remember, the Godfather of Soul. And the young man who played him, Chadwick Boseman, did an excellent job. He really captured the essence of James Brown. It had a lot of people in it, Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, Nelson Ellis played Bobby Bird. He did a wonderful job. And I didn't realize it, but Dan Aykroyd was also in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah,
I like
he
him.
Played his manager. Yeah, Dan has developed. He's had quite a career from Saturday Night Live till today. He just keeps coming back and doing all these dramatic roles and these biopics. And
he can
yeah,
fit
he's
in
really
anywhere.
Good.
Yeah, he
yeah.
Yeah.
And Craig Robinson from The Office was, he played Maceo. And for those of us who saw James live, we remember him saying, Maceo!
Yeah.
And so that was really interesting to see him portrayed. And Jill Scott was in the movie. And it really was interesting. It's a little long. It's a little over 2 hours. It's a little long, but to be honest, I didn't notice that I was sitting in the theater that long. So... It kept your attention, and the acting was good. The music, for those of us who love James Brown music, was wonderful music. And guess who produced it? One of the producers.
You got me. Who's that?
Most people know that Brian Glazer produced it, but Mick Jagger, Rolling Stone himself, was one of the top producers on the movie.
Oh, he's been around.
Yeah. So if you have a chance, go out and see Get On Up. I saw it at one of those AARP Movies for Grown-Ups, so I got to see it free. I'm telling you guys, sign up for Movies for Grown-Up. It's worthwhile.
Well, that's
so,
a good
and
tip.
What is your hot topic for this week, Jim?
Well, we've retired, and many of us found ourselves in a place that we'd not planned on financially. We may not have planned on the cost of our health insurance going up or our kids' college, home repairs, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many things. It ate up what we have saved. So the funds that we thought would go so far, remember the figure I gave you in one of the previous shows, the average baby boomer made, approximately $44,000, and they say you should have 11 times that amount, which comes to about $500,000 when you retire. But in reality, most have about $20,000-$25,000, which, as everyone knows, doesn't really go that far. Anyway, a Putnam Investor survey showed that 7 million retired Americans returned to work only after about a year and a half of retirement. And a number are expected to, well, that number is really expected to grow. And, you know, it's just that people are finding out that after a short time, hey, got to get back to work. According to another study, I think it was, they said 67% of people, of the current workers, plan to go back to work after retirement. And, you know, if you're in your, the thing is, if you're in your late 60s or 70s, we used to have a piece of paper we filled out. That's what I remember. You know, you go in there, fill out a little piece of paper. Well, now they look at you like you're strange. And, like, you have to go online and do all this stuff online. And you have to remember that when you're filling it out, you don't have to brag about too much stuff that you've done. You know, you've got all these degrees and you've got, you know, 50 years doing this. It scares some of them away. So try to keep it on the down low and try to, you're basically, there's so much information. You have to do some research on what these people expect. And there's also companies that retire seniors. So you can research that, you know, and then you don't have to go back to work with an employer. You can do your own business. Take one of your hobbies or your interests and build on that. If you build birdhouses, you have a little business building birdhouses or gardening, write books and whatever. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know you've got more information on that, and we're going to just keep going on that topic later.
We'll move into that another time, yeah.
Right, and we'll move on to our first commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
All right, the Stop Tour. I'm going to be ready for the Stop Tour. Are you ready?
Oh, it's getting big.
It's
going to
be fabulous.
Well,
moving on, we have a guest today that I'm really excited about. I know I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but I'm going to try anyway. His first name is Michael. I can say that.
If you say my name wrong, I'm going to have to get my tribe to come after you, Rita. So I'm waiting.
No, no.
I'm waiting.
Okay, Rita, we're waiting.
Okay. Addy Goki.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to make you the queen of our tribe instead. You got it right.
Not bad, Rita.
Oh, my God. You got it right.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me. I'm very delighted. I'm very happy that I'm online.
Cool. Well, people may recognize by your accent that you were at least acquired an accent somewhere else.
I will not hide my accent. I am from the motherland. I'm from Lagos, Nigeria. I was born there about 30 years ago. Then I moved back to the United States.
Oh, my, Lagos, Nigeria, that is awesome.
I've just not been able to lose the accent because I'm keeping that to get the girls. You know how that goes.
Oh, I have news for you. You have not lost it.
Well, I was going to guess Tommy. Either that or Ireland. One of the two.
To be honest, we go for any accent, okay? But, you know, Michael, you are an international star, and you are living not only the American dream but the African dream. And I have a friend in Morocco. His name is Sassou Oui.
Okay.
I cannot pronounce his name either.
You're doing good, Reed.
But he wants to be a pop star, and I've got a little
pop
sample
star.
Of his music. His name is Justin Diesel,
okay.
His
okay.
pop star name. Can we hear just a little bit of Justin's music?
Yeah, sure. Let me hear.
Michael.
Yes,
is it
sir.
Coming?
You're going
not.
To be involved with the African Oscars, I hear, too, right?
Well, wait, before we get to the Oops. African Oscars, though, I just wanted to ask Michael for Justin, because Justin wants to live the African dream and come to America, too. What should a young kid in Africa, Ireland, England, Australia, wherever, what should they do?
Yeah, well, everybody wants the American dream, you know. I mean, when I was coming here, I was told that America is the second heaven. You know, no paper on the floor, nobody, everybody's like perfect and everything. But still, I still think it's one of the greatest country in the world, if not the greatest country. So I think this young guy is doing the right thing. I think also, you know, because of the poverty level in Africa, in some parts of Africa, everybody's aspiring to go into music, acting, and dancing, and something other than just, you know, being an engineer or a doctor, you know. It was not like that 30 years ago. So I really commend this kid for shooting for this kind of dream. Number one, I want to make sure that he separates a passion away from career. Career is being a doctor. There might be something that they told his family said he should go into, and he wants to be a musician, so he should follow this passion of being wanting to be a musician. First of all, I say find a mentor, and then he needs to be aggressive. There are millions of people trying to do the same thing he's trying to do. He needs to go get some money, whatever he can do, find a way to release his first album. And start doing concerts all over, you know. It's not going to come easy. I know a guy that started picking garbage and selling whatever he found at that time to local women at the market, and he finally saved up to $15 and released his first album, and he got a call from London, and they flew him in, and now he's an international star. So miracles do happen. He needs to just keep going. Go to concert, hide. Go there even if you don't have money. Just stay outside the door, you know, just keep your inspiration. That would keep you inspiring and keep moving towards that goal.
Well, that's excellent advice. And Justin does have a Facebook page, so you
okay.
can find him on Justin Diesel on Facebook. And do we have a clip of his song? Did that come up?
Let's see if we can get that clip.
Okay.
Okay, so
I have a dream.
Go ahead. Wait, is this it?
Just a deal. I have a dream. Working on. 93 Hill. Make it real.
That's Justin.
I like that. I can choreograph a dance routine to that. You know, once when I get off the phone, let me get more information about this guy, see what little help I can do.
Yeah.
Okay, because he does have a dream. And speaking of dreams, you had a dream, and your dream was dancing. You told me an interesting story of how you actually started dancing. How did that happen?
Actually, when I came to America, I wanted to be a cook and an artist, like a painter, drawing picture. And my dad looked at me and said that African accent, you are crazy. You want to come from Africa and cooking for white people? Are you crazy? And he changed my career and changed me to computers. And I did that for 17 years. I have a master's degree in software engineering, and I worked for IBM for a long time, 17 years traveling all over the world. And now, in my early 40s now, I'm like, you know what, this is what I really want to do, is back to art and cooking, and it's exactly what I said before. there's a difference between passion and career. And if someone pick your career for you, it's not going to last. You'll be miserable going to work 8 to 5. It doesn't matter how long. But if it's your passion, even if you're making little money, the passion will carry you through. You'll be happy. They wake you up at 4 in the morning, you're happy to go do whatever it is because it's your passion. Anyway, about 8 years ago, I was about 210 pounds getting ready to do my first bodybuilding competition on stage. And my coach called me and said, Michael, I want you to go out and shed about 2% more body fat. Bring it from 5 and bring it down to like 6. From 5, bring it down to 4. I started jogging down the road. I heard music coming from a nightclub, and I thought it was an African group playing. I walked in there. And the first lady I saw everybody doing salsa dance, and I said, oh, my goodness, these guys are having a great time. I grabbed the first girl because my voice, something said to me, Michael, just start dancing with these people here and use that to jog, to do your exercise for 2 hours to shed the weight that you're trying to look for. The first lady I grabbed, I didn't know what I was doing. I started turning, and from there, I dislocated a shoulder, and the music stopped, and before you know it, all eyes were on me. She cursed me out, said I was the worst dancer ever, and I went home. I went home. I ordered $300 worth of salsa video. From there, I met my partner, and the rest was history. I won 5 U.S. championship and number 5 in the world.
Well, we're going to have clips of your dancing on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com thing, so people will be able to see that.
Sure. It's all on my website.
Yeah. Remember, I think we met at Jarvie's birthday, I think it was, Mike.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not that I have a good memory, but...
Well, that's a wonderful story to take your most embarrassing moment, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, that's what I always say to people. Especially in America where people try to lose weight, you know, people say things to them. Don't look at something negative as bad. Take it as a great opportunity. And if the girl didn't say that to me, I probably would still be doing computers today. I mean, my life has changed. In Africa alone, I have 40 million fans. I mean, it's hard for me to walk around in the country. In America here, I'm privileged to be hosting the African Award. I mean, things change. I met president, governor. This last 8 years taking me to places that I would never in my life ever imagine.
Never dreamed,
It's great. Yeah, it's great.
Well, you know, you picked the popular with the cooking. I mean, these cooking shows are ranked almost number one, I think. It's really popular, all this diet cooking.
Well, if I start my own cooking, I'm going to have to change all the vegetarian in America to start eating goat meat.
So
keep that in mind.
That's one of Rita's favorites.
You've moved into dance therapy. Now that fascinates me. Tell me.
Oh yeah.
Now, especially for us seniors, that people think that us seniors don't, you know, move. We just sit around in rocking chairs. But you have an interesting thing going with dance therapy.
Yes, I started doing dance therapy, you know, a few years ago, and it's been the best. You know, there are a lot of things about a woman's body that men have no clue. And there are a lot of things that women don't even know about their body. I mean, you're looking at the most beautiful thing in the world. The most beautiful thing after God and Jesus is a woman.
You're getting a lot of fans here.
I think that's just my own thing. So you have to know. Listen, I'm a dancer. A woman is my weapon. If you're going to fight in the Gulf War in Iraq, they give you an AK-70 or whatever, gun. 47, you're given. You have to master that gun in and out. You have to know that you cannot drop that gun. You have to clean it up. You have to make sure if you pull the trigger, it's going to fire. Same thing with dancing with a woman. You have to know everything about it. It's not, but for you people watching, they think, you know, oh, this guy is a pervert. Look at him. He's all over the woman. He's doing salsa. But we don't see it that way. We see the woman as our weapon to win the race or the competition. And so it's important that people know, you know, what makes a woman tick and also vice versa. And so I think it's just the most rewarding thing. You have to embrace what's new to get into this dance therapy. I suggest to people that, you know, find out what's new, find out the next dance style, find out, use your imagination. Recapture fantasy together. You know, there are lots of things that you can learn from this. And you can heal your relationship if you're fighting with a woman. You can heal your relationship. Ordinarily, just holding a woman's hand and rubbing inside of the palm, that sends a message saying that, you know, this guy is trying to reconnect back with you. Little
Rita's ears are wide open.
Huh?
He's taking all this in, and I'll tell you what,
absolutely,
you're going to get a great translator.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, we can schedule up a time. Hopefully, you know, I'll be doing a seminar. I haven't set up a date yet, you know, because of my schedule, but I can definitely love to work with couples. I go to couples' houses to show them, you know, okay, tell me your problem. And without talking, 80% of what we do is nonverbal communication. 80%, 20% is talking. 80% is your language, yeah, and it speaks volume.
So, Mike, are you going to be based in L.A. or where are you, you know?
Well, I'm actually planning on going back to Africa in September. I've been there for I just came back about 5 months ago. I was working on a show. It's like So You Think You Can Dance, the version of the show. I've been there for a few years, you know, and I've not going this year on the show because of the Oscar that I'm hosting. So I plan to move back to the country. I have great vision for that country with my charity that I'm doing, you know, children with HIV, women that are raped because of the poverty, women selling their body to so-called sugar daddy. That's just so wrong. I mean, I went on 27 radio station and television, you know, bombarding all these men that are just abusing girls. And, you know, you don't do that to any human being just to pay them up and then you infect them with HIV. And so far, I've picked up about 275 children with HIV that I thrown to the garbage with the help of my colleague, my bishop help guy in Uganda. And I've been funding this out of my own pocket, working three jobs, just, you know, making sure that these kids have enough to eat. Yeah.
Well, that's why they're giving you a humanitarian award at the African Oscars, which
you're also going to be hosting. I busted out crying.
We're almost out of time, so just quickly tell us about the African Oscars.
Yeah, African Oscar is that's going to be they're moving it to the first time to Beverly Hills. 2,000 celebrities will be there from 47 countries in Africa. About three presidents are coming, two governors. I mean, you have them all the way to United States Nation Ambassador, and I'm going to be performing. I'm also going to be I'll be performing with a lady that has been in Cirque du Soleil for 10 years. I'm also going to be receiving the award, and I'm also going to be hosting the show along with Lester Spey and Stella Damasco and Jackie Christie. She's a fabulous woman. So
yeah,
and I'm
going to
be a presenter, and Eric's going to be there on the red carpet. So it's going to be
awesome.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
You met him at Jarvie's birthday, the tall guy with the fedora hat, Eric Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just looked at him his website yesterday.
Yeah, he'll be over there with you. He'll be hosting, too. It'll be a great time.
We'll all be there.
Yeah.
On that note, Michael, where can people get in touch with you on Facebook, Twitter?
They can go. I don't do Twitter. I don't tweet while I'm doing in the toilet or something. I don't do all
no
that.
Tweets. Okay. No tweets for Mike.
No Twitter for me. No Instagram. Just Facebook. I love to talk with my fans. I'm one of those celebrities. You're not so big that you cannot come down to anybody's level. I'll chat with you. I'll say hello to you. So go to Real Michael. Make sure you type in the Real Michael. And my last name, A-D-E-G-O-K-E. Just type in Real Michael. It will pop up. And then you can go to my website, Michael Adegoke, ADEGOKE.com, ADEGOKE.com. And I also have something. If you go to my charity website, MendingBrokenChildren.org, MendingBrokenChildren.org, and they make a donation, I will give them a free ticket to the Oscar.
Huh.
Wonderful.
That's pretty cool.
Wonderful.
Michael, the real
thank
deal.
Thank you so much. Right.
I
thank
love
you
to
for
come
so
back
much
again,
Rita.
You know we go deeper than this. This is not enough time at all.
No,
not at all. We almost wiped out everything today, but we'll have to wipe out everything and have you come back. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Rita. I just love
thanks,
your spirit, and thank you so much.
We'll see you at the event over there.
I'll be there
for
sure. Come
right,
bye bye.
And now from Vanity Drink.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Visit www.vanitydrink.com for prices and packages. Also, like the Vanity Drink fans page for discounts and hot updates.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, it's Jim's Gem time, and you remember back in the 60s all our favorite songs that we used to listen to and gave us good memories, and we think about them now or see some of the commercials. It just makes you feel good. We got Elvis, the Beatles, the Stones, Bobby Dylan, Hendrix Brown, the Beach Boys, Ray Charles. It just goes on and on. Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding. Well, the 60s rock finds its roots in several places, starting far back as, you remember, the big swing bands of the pre-war era. That the music that the 60s kids' parents listened to when they were young. Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and then you got Duke Ellington Band. And some of the most famous, except Duke Ellington, all those bands were primarily, you know, primarily dance bands. But there were also the smaller rhythm combos that a lot of us remember. Usually they had four or five players. You could probably picture some of these groups. Their music was popular in our era. But remember, you remember the large jukebox with the rounded top, looks like a rainbow type with the bubbles
course.
And things?
They still have them at Fatburgers.
Yeah, there you go. And then you got the mini jukeboxes, Aretha, like at Johnny Rockets, you know.
Right.
A little put in a quarter, and usually they give you a token. Well, they were not considered artistically important, which is why a lot of them fell to the wayside. You know, they just weren't in with the artistically, you know, that type of situation, so they just fell away to the wayside. And
my
the other
phone.
Sources of
cell phone.
But
PC.
We'll go into that
at
another time.
Tablet.
iPad.
That's right. It's tech time.
Okay, Reeve, tech time.
We are so late today, Jim, but I'm just gonna say Facebook. That's my word for today. You guys have got to get on Facebook. You've got to come to the Baby Boomers Live Facebook page. You can keep up with what I'm doing, what Jim's doing. I'm going to get Jim to start doing Facebook more, and you can find out where he is because he's all over the place. You can check on who's going to be our upcoming guest. You can just find out all kinds of stuff on Facebook. EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Half a million. It's got up to, a half a million viewers now, right? Really something. They broke the half a million record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. So go on Facebook. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting. You can go to Baby Boomers Live on Facebook. You can find out all kinds of information. And we've got the Stop Tour coming up, which is going to be absolutely awesome. It's kicking off on September 27th. There's going to be all kinds of talent there. It's going to be at Busby East. Go on Facebook, go on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, get all the details. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be going to several locations, but we're going to start off at Busby's. Jim's going to be there. You can come see Jim in person.
Yeah, you can actually see Jim.
Absolutely.
No, it'll be fun, though. This is really blowing up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be lots of fun.
And Rita, aren't you supposed to be on the stage or something, or what? What's the deal here?
I'm probably going to be doing a little stand-up in between with all the young men.
And are you going to give autographs, or I don't know? Can we get Rita to give autographs?
I might do that. And on that note, Jim, we are way out of time, so we're just going to leave you with a commercial and see you next week, Monday at 10 a.m.
There you go. Go so fast. We'll see you guys.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomers perspective. So, Tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.